This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman report. The air crackles with the signs. The judgments are unfolding as the prophets declared, and the awakening of scattered Israel is gathering pace amidst the chaos. We watch, we report, we sound the shofar. The hand of Yahuwah is revealed in the actions of nations, and the patterns are undeniable. Look to the east, where the serpent stirs. The relentless push for conflict with Iran, openly advocated for by agents of Edom within the American media, figures like Shapiro and Levin, is not about security. It is about control. It's the echo of ancient animosity, the lust for dominion passed down through the lineage of Esau. These men, elevated within a decaying empire, are modern-day Baal prophets, demanding sacrifice to appease their insatiable hunger for power. They speak of national interest, but their allegiance lies with the forces of chaos, seeking to ignite a regional fire that will only benefit the counterfeit Israel built on stolen ground. This isn't strategy. It's a brazen affront to Yahuwah's covenant promises, a clear sign of the judgment upon the nations. And the judgment extends beyond the battlefield. Consider the so-called fluctuations in gas prices, the disruption of commerce through the Strait of Hormuz. These are not merely market forces. They are the direct consequence of Israel's aggression, of the United States' complicity in a conflict orchestrated to maintain Edomite control over resources rightfully belonging to Israel. For decades, the modern state of Israel has been a destabilizing force, provoking conflict and sowing discord. The prophets foretold a time of economic turmoil, a hardship upon the nations that oppress Israel and reject the covenant. The concerns of consumers, unsure of what they'll pay at the pump, pale in comparison to the weight of Yahuwah's righteous judgment. This instability is a taste of the greater calamities to come, a warning to the scattered tribes to turn from idols and return to the covenant. Yahuwah does not bless the actions of the Israeli government. He will not sustain a regime built on stolen land and sustained by the shedding of innocent blood. But even in the midst of these judgments, a celestial shofar sounds. Yahuwah speaks through his creation, and the heavens declare his glory. The recent accumulation of gold by central banks is not simply economic strategy. It's a primal return to true wealth, a recognition that paper promises crumble, but the earth's substance endures. This echoes the restoration promised in Deuteronomy 28, a turning away from the vanity of Babylon and a remembering of the blessings attached to obedience. Observe the alignment of the cosmos with the modem, the appointed times. The spring equinox, the foundation of the new year on Yahuwah's calendar, is not random. It is a marker, a celestial trumpet blast signaling progress along the prophetic timeline. The dance of the heavens confirms that he remains faithful to his word, even as the nations rage. Remember the signs before the flood, before the plagues of Egypt. Yahuwah always warns before he acts. The arrogance of the nations continues to mount. The United States, Israel's chief benefactor, a pillar of the Edomite power structure, has expanded its military operations within Iran, deliberately targeting civilian infrastructure. These strikes, framed by the Western media as defensive, are a calculated escalation, designed to destabilize the region and exert dominance. The timing is not coincidental. As the old order unravels, the forces of darkness seek to consolidate their power. These attacks are a direct attempt to impede Iran's progress and maintain a status quo built upon injustice and the oppression of Israel. Let the covenant people of Israel understand. These events are not isolated. They are part of a larger pattern of judgment foretold in the scriptures. Deuteronomy 28 speaks clearly of the consequences of disobedience, and we are witnessing those consequences unfold. The nations are being shaken, and the foundations of the old world are crumbling. And now, reports of multiple explosions rocking southern Iran. While the mainstream media offers speculation and downplays their significance, the observant among Israel recognize these events as further evidence of Yahuwah's judgments falling upon the nations. These are not isolated incidents, but signs of a world system crumbling under the weight of its own iniquity. The location, near areas long a hub of activity for those opposing the Covenant people, is particularly noteworthy. The timing, coinciding with unrest and shifting alliances, cannot be dismissed as coincidence. Yahuwah is revealing the hidden hands that manipulate global affairs, and the forces of darkness are being exposed. For generations, Israel has been scattered and oppressed, bearing the brunt of Edom's schemes. These explosions, while concerning, should not be viewed with fear, but with prophetic understanding. They are a demonstration of Yahuwah's power and a harbinger of the coming restoration. The modern state of Israel, built upon stolen land and sustained by deceit, continues to provoke Yahuwah with its arrogance and defiance. While Yahuwah will use all nations to accomplish his purposes, including these very judgments, the counterfeit will not stand. The true Israel, scattered across the nations, is being refined, tested, and awakened. This is a season of separation, a time for the faithful to discern the truth and prepare for the days to come. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.